Hi, I'm Mark Walters, and welcome to the July 28th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Out of all the years I've been bringing this show to you and to the country, I believe that this interview and the following 2 hours of the first 2 hours of the three-hour broadcast today are probably the most important I've ever done. I was honored to have in the studio with me, unfortunately, at a remote, undisclosed location due to security concerns, George Zimmerman's brother, Robert Zimmerman, and his attorney, Jeff Dowdy. Incredibly insightful and fascinating. Not their first interview by any stretch, but their first interview from a program whose direction towards them was based solely on the right to self-defense and the right to carry a firearm to defend your life. Hour three, Mike Detty, Guns Across the Border author, David Kodria, Trent Cooper gave away a Crossbreed Holster Shooter's Pack. I was also joined by New Hampshire State Representative John Heichel and Shonto, as well as David Kodria. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy this very important 3 hours of Armed American Radio.
Jury to decide. And we've had self-defense since the Old West days, since the colonial days. You know, he drew first. You know, we know that. That is self-defense, and that's the big distinction. Stand your ground. If it goes to a court and you're arrested and you stand your ground, you can go before a judge. And that judge can rule whether or not the person acted in what would be self-evidently be self-defense. And that's pretty
outside the home.
Outside the home. Absolutely.
Outside the home, wherever you have a lawful right to be.
Right. That's definitely outside the home. That's what it's for. That's what the stand your ground's for.
For those people who might have difficulty thinking and hearing and understanding what you're saying, let me set it up for you in very basic terms. I'm walking out of a Walmart. I have every right to be coming out of that Walmart at 2:30 in the morning.
Absolutely.
To my vehicle. My vehicle might be one of maybe 15 cars in the parking lot, and I didn't park in a well-lighted area. I'm walking out of the Walmart to a dark area, and I'm attacked by two or three people, and I'm lawfully carrying a concealed firearm, and I've followed all the rules. I've taken all the required training, and I have my permit and my government permission slip.
All right.
And I'm attacked, and I'm backed against my vehicle, or I'm backed against a van sitting before I get to my vehicle.
Right.
I don't have to try to run away, do I?
No, you do not. That's the purpose of the law, and that's the name of the law. You can stand your ground, and you can defend yourself.
What is it that people don't understand about that? What is it about that aspect of self-defense that people don't get? Is it a political issue from different parts of the country where people have been brainwashed in New York for years that you have to run away or we got to shoot him and drag him inside the house? Is that where this comes from?
It absolutely is where it's coming from. It's a simple law. It's a simple concept. And what irks me now is that stand your ground had nothing to do with the trial. They could have had a stand your ground hearing, as I said earlier. I mean, but they just chose not to. So it went on a self-defense issue. So today, as we sit here, people across the country are saying this is a stand your ground issue. It's not.
And it never was.
This was a self-defense case.
I want to make that very clear, ladies and gentlemen. This had nothing to do with stand your ground. It was never a stand your ground case. In fact, I listened to Mark O'Meara. I met Mark O'Meara at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Mark O'Meara is an old friend of mine.
I met him down at the GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, down in Orlando last year, and listened to him speak. And he made that comment at that time.
Right.
That this was not a stand your ground case, but they may, in fact, look at a hearing because the law existed.
Exactly.
And, of course, that changed as the facts began to come out in the case. Or I should say, as the case became more politicized.
Yeah, and one of the things you said, Mark, that I just want to clarify, because I do get questions about this all the time. You said you were coming out of Walmart and you were attacked. The self-defense immunity statute provides a person acting lawfully in self-defense not to necessarily have to be attacked, but to simply
Correct.
Be threatened. So if you were walking out and it's not well lit and someone pulls out a knife and says, I'm going to kill you, MF-er, you know, you can pull your gun out and shoot them. If that was a rubber knife, if that person was just kidding, if that person, thought you were somebody else or whatever, too bad. Am I correct?
Well, you're absolutely correct.
It has to be perceived as a threat, but it's not up to you in that instance to go examine the knife and see if it's really able to kill you or not, or if the person has the physical means or whatnot. So there seems to be misunderstanding in terms of being attacked or simply being threatened, and why that's so essential when we discuss stand your ground, because the duty to retreat is really what that addresses. It wasn't a factor in this case because George was laid on his back, unable to retreat to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't really retreat that had to be addressed. The other thing it addresses is civil liability. What would happen before is that someone would be found not guilty, or there was no separate hearing specifically under the Stand Your Ground statute that you could assert immunity criminally and also be awarded civil immunity. So someone right. would be found not guilty, and then they'd be dragged through civil court
correct.
To get money out of them
right.
you know, later.
And, of course, the Stand Your Ground law, which passed in Florida in 2005, correct me if I'm wrong,
2005.
October, I think it went in effect October 5th, 2005, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, addressed the civil liability portion of it, and it is found under Florida law. People need to understand this. This is Florida law. Mark O'Mara made it very clear in a post-verdict statement right. that if there were civil attempts to come after George from a civil standpoint,
right.
that they would, in fact, and this I'm quoting Mark, we would seek and we will get immunity for George Zimmerman. Now, I'm assuming at that point he would do what, since there's been an acquittal in self-defense? Would he go at Stand Your Ground to go after the...
Yes.
The
at the first line of defense, yes, would be Stand Your Ground.
Okay. Okay, yep. Very good. All right, well, that hasn't happened yet. We don't know anything
no,
about
we
that, so we'll, we
happen.
Won't address that. I got a couple emails here. This one comes in from Rob Morse. Rob says, Mark, how can the Zimmermans finally get their life back? Robert, his sister, their parents, George...
I do get upset all the time. I don't think something's going to happen and then one day life will be normal. I think that clinging to our old definition of normal is kind of futile, but I think that it's a process. It's not going to just end one day, and it begins with re-engaging people when and as we feel safe. Right now, we're not there. There was a hate crime today in Washington where three blacks beat up a man who was white, screaming, "This is for Trayvon," and they stole his phone and his wallet.
Mm.
That's just the reality of a person who's walking while being white. You know, there's still mm-hmm. a lot of racial animosity circulating and permeating the verdict. So imagine what they would do to a member of the Zimmerman family, not just because they're black, but if people happen to be incensed or feel justified that Trayvon didn't receive justice, so now they're going to take it out on us. That's certainly...
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Mobile Studios. Shonto, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Depending on where you are in the country, on which order you're listening to the hours of the show today, you are in for an incredible,
absolutely
incredible, riveting next to Houston. You're joining us. Welcome to the broadcast. You are in for an incredible show.
Absolutely.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff. You're, Sean, I'm fascinated. I'm amazed. I'm heartbroken.
Yes.
For a lot of different reasons. Having conversation with Robert Zimmerman, what an incredible stand-up guy he is in the face of what that family is facing.
Yes, yes.
Is just absolutely heartbreaking. Anybody with a mother listening to that,
mm-hmm.
I want you to put yourself in those shoes.
And, you know, it's great that they had a forum to talk about the things that they're going through because, unfortunately, Madstream media is what I'm beginning to call them. It's just not. It's just a one-sided deal. We're not even addressing what they're going through as far as their life has changed, and I don't see it ever changing back to normal.
It's beyond changing. You know, I'm going to be positive here. I believe that time will eventually change a lot of this. Listen, the mainstream media has proven many, many times over many, many years that they don't give a damn who they hurt.
No.
In the process of what it is they do, they elect a scapegoat, they choose that scapegoat, and off they go. They leave an incredible wake of destruction mm-hmm. behind them, and then they move to the next story. And when they move to the next story, the previous story tends to be forgotten, and hopefully that will happen. But I will tell you this, not anytime soon is that going to occur in this particular case. And
no, they are, they're dragging it out on all of the major networks, and it's a shame to see a lot of what I'm seeing and hearing from some of these networks is just absolutely appalling of what is going on.
Well, they used to hide their bias. They no longer hide their bias, and as a result, we get what we get.
Absolutely.
And it is evidenced, as so many different things are in the Zimmerman case from self-defense. This is Armed American Radio, where I talk to you every week about your right, not only your right, but your obligation and your responsibility to carry a firearm to defend your life and those of your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
People care about you, and you have a responsibility to be here. And a Florida jury affirmed not just George Zimmerman's right to defend his life under Florida law, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And you don't feel, think.
And, you know, it's a shame that I hear people, they just don't even talk about that. It's just like, okay, nothing has happened. The jury hasn't spoken. And it's just, it blows my mind.
Yeah,
it really does.
Incredible stuff. Robert Zimmerman, an absolute stand-up guy, and I can't wait to have him back on the show. And his attorney, Jeff Dowdy, these guys stuck around longer than they were originally scheduled, and I can't thank them enough for that. But the feedback coming in from the 2 hours is just absolutely huge.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that they came, and I hope that some people will start to hear their story. You know, the whole story, not just what the mainstream media wants to use to better their ratings.
You well, as I mentioned, last week, Sean, the truth hurts.
Yeah.
And sometimes the truth is very difficult, particularly for people who like to feel rather than think. The truth can be very, very, very difficult to accept for people like that.
We got a lot of that going on.
We do have a lot of that going on. We have a president in the White House because people like to feel rather than think. How's that pocketbook feeling today? Well, you can listen to the daytime shows tomorrow to talk about that. We have got just another whopper lineup this hour, and I'm sure we will be referring back and forth to what we just heard.
Yes.
We're giving away a crossbreed holster. Oh, man, the shooter's pack.
Yeah.
We're giving away. You've already selected a winner on that. The participation on that was huge. Over 100,000+ participants viewed that post. We had several thousand of them get their names in. And I'm sure a lot of them are paranoid. I don't want my name on a list. Guess what? If you're on Facebook, James on a list.
Yeah, you're a little late there.
You're already there. So don't worry about it. I hope I'm on every list there is. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that. But to all of those who participated, we have Trent Cooper is going to be here in just a second from Crossbreed Holster.
Yes.
And we're going to give that Crossbreed Holster shooter's pack away. That consists of a Crossbreed outside-the-waistband holster, a Crossbreed custom leather gun belt. I have one. I'm wearing one. And a Crossbreed dual magazine pouch. I have one, and I'm wearing one. And you got to love that. It's dynamite stuff. So Trent will be here. We also have David Kodria here.
Yes, sir.
David, let's go to David real fast, and we'll go back to Trent in just a second. David, welcome to the show. I'm blown away by what we all just heard.
Yeah, Mark, you know, there's one thing in terms of how the Zimmerman parents feel, and after listening to Robert Jr., they must feel incredibly proud of their son.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful job the guy did. And I have to suspect, knowing, you know, brothers in my own family, you know what? I bet that George is a stand-up guy as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope one day to have the opportunity to meet with him and talk with him and bring him here. He's been invited to the show, and clearly he has, you know, we're not the only one that wants to talk with George Zimmerman, but he clearly has a forum here if he wants to, and I know he knows that. I know that for a fact now in particular. David, really powerful stuff. David, I'm going to let you set up. Yeah, Sean, what do we got? About 2 minutes left before the break?
Yeah, about four.
About 4 minutes. Okay. Our next guest is also going to be John Heichel.
Yes.
And John, David, I'll let you set up John.
Okay. Well, John is a New Hampshire state legislator in the assembly, and he contacted me in mid-June with just a fascinating story, something I'd never heard before, and something you certainly don't expect to see from politicians and legislators, considering the way most of them will tell you what you want to hear and then sidestep the issue. John actually filed a petition, a complaint, including a criminal complaint, against 189 of his fellow legislators for opposing the Stand Your Ground law there. And he contacted me about that, and I went and I looked at his petition, and I looked at the complaint that he filed, and I thought that it was just fascinating, and I talked to him about it, and he's just a real nice guy, real easy to talk to, can explain himself, and I thought that his story needed to be told. So I featured it on the Gun Rights Examiner column over at davidkodria.com, and that story went viral. A lot of people showed a lot of interest in it.
Very nice.
Yeah, let's introduce John right now. John, welcome to Armed American Radio. I hope you can stick around with us for the hour.
I sure can, Mark. Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you, David.
Proud to have you on, man. Proud to have you on. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go around the table here, and we're going to introduce the rest of the panel here. And, you know, let's call this hour the round table, Shanto.
Okay.
Let's have a round table discussion on Armed American Radio.
Absolutely. Do
that. I think this show today needs a roundtable discussion. John, I'm glad to have you participating for the first time in an Armed American Radio roundtable discussion. This is going to be a lot of fun. Shanta, who else do we have here? Do we have the Mad Ogre?
No, we don't have the Mad Ogre. We have Mike.
The Mad Ogre, he must be sleeping today. He's probably mad about something. Ogres need their rest as well. We have Mike Deddy, author of Guns. Oh, man, this is an incredible story as well. Guns Across the Border. Mike Deddy, you've been on the show before. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me back, Mark.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And there's been more Fast and Furious stuff in the news, too. More guns across the border were found to have been put in the hands of people who use them to do bad things. And, Mike, I want you to stick there. If we could, we also have Trent Cooper.
Yes, sir.
From Crossbreed Holsters. Trent, welcome to the...
Well, Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just want to say, you know, what a great show tonight, and also... You know, what a great thing you and Shanto are doing. It's just absolutely amazing what you guys are doing out there.
Well, we appreciate it, and it's been an amazing program. And I said, those of you who are just picking up this hour and will be hearing the next 2 hours, you're in for a real treat. I can tell you that right now, you're in for a real treat. We're going to be giving away one of your holster sets. The feedback when we offer a Crossbreed holster shooter pack up for grabs is just absolutely huge. And this was the biggest I've seen so far. Hundreds of thousands of people.
It does. It just blows it up whenever you stick that on there. So glad to do it, glad to be able to participate, and glad to offer something like that.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give that address out, and we're going to let people participate here for another segment before we give that away. How about that? Is that okay?
Awesome.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to put your name in to win that shooter's pack that consists of a Crossbreed outside-the-waistband holster, a custom-made Crossbreed leather gun belt, and a dual magazine carrier. I'm wearing it right now, the whole rig. It's a beautiful thing. It's over $130 value. Head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Simply like the post on the top of the page, and you never know. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible back strap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a three-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. I'm going to read a quick email to you before we get started with the remainder of this hour. Mark, thanks again for a great show. Our dad's book is called Florida v. Zimmerman, Uncovering the Malicious Prosecution of My Son George. I think it offers a compelling look at the political aspect of this mess. I misspoke on air, and I think I didn't say the full title. If you'd mention it again as a tool to understand the corruption at the highest levels of government, I'd appreciate it very much. Robert Zimmerman, Jr. Robert, anytime. That book, again, is Florida v. Zimmerman, Uncovering the Malicious Prosecution of My Son George. And I am waiting to read that one, Chantal.
I'm planning on buying it as soon as I get to a bookstore tomorrow.
You better believe it. And I hope he knows he's going to be a regular here on Armed American Radio on a regular basis. Yes. I hope he knows that if he's listening. A wink and a nod to you there, Robert. Love to have you back as often as you can make it. David Kodria, welcome back to the show. I'm going to let you take the microphone and talk with John, if you will, about the situation at hand and why John is here. I think it's very, very important that we get this story out.
Sure. Well, I did the setup in the first segment of the hour. And, John, you contacted me back in June, mid-June or so, I think it was. And why don't you just go ahead and tell the Armed American Radio audience what it was you told me and why it is you're doing this.
All right. Well, thank you, David. Yeah, I did contact you. I reached my final boiling point in the legislature. I'm a three-term New Hampshire state representative. I represent a town called Goffstown. And we had a piece of legislation come through in March that was to repeal the Stand Your Ground bill, HB 135. And it was sponsored by a Representative Shurtleff, who was a past federal marshal or chief of police or something. So none of this was actually going to affect him in any way. But he wanted everyone else to have to retreat, if they could, which certainly makes sense on the surface. But in those split-second decisions, we don't always have the time to retreat. And sometimes when you need to defend yourself or your family or your property or the state, as it is stated in the New Hampshire Constitution, Part 1, Article 2A, that every person has that right, you shouldn't have to question that, whether or not you're doing the right thing, whether you're going to get prosecuted, and how much it's going to cost you. Because I did speak to somebody that actually spent somewhere around $175,000 defending himself and was found not guilty. So that doesn't sound like a very good thing either. So I had it with the idea that legislators are continuously sponsoring legislation, statutory legislation, to remove our rights. And I hold self-defense as one of the most important rights that any of us have, and that's the right to defend ourselves. And when that right is diminished in any way, I believe that's in violation of the oath of office. And I investigated it. I checked everything out. And with that, I filed a petition of redress under the New Hampshire Constitution. And I'm going to mention that often because I'm one of the few legislators that actually read the Constitution, understand it, and check any legislation that I vote on, whether or not it's constitutional or not. And under Part 1, Article 31 in the New Hampshire Constitution, I mean, it so clearly says that the legislature shall assemble for the redress of public grievance. I mean, that's pretty plain, and for the making of such laws as the public good may require. So other states have redress involved in their constitution. But New Hampshire is one of those rare states. We have the oldest constitution in the country, even older than the United States of America constitution. And we have a mandate to give redress or to hear these problems when they arise with the public, when they've been wronged by their government.
So to cut to the chase really quickly here, basically what you're asking is you want these 189 legislators booted out, and on top of that you filed a criminal complaint, right?
Yeah, I did. And under state statute 92:2, it says that you need to sign your oath to participate in the legislature, and if you violate your oath, you shall be removed henceforth.
Wow.
Yes.
I love it.
Man, you know, hats off to you. I have to ask you this. First off, because it came from this petition to, you know, the whole stand your ground thing.
Yeah.
What do you think? What are your reasons or thoughts on this aversion that some people have to having a basic – to exercising a basic human right to be able to defend our life? What in the world upsets people about that?
I don't know. I asked them that when they opposed me. I said, well, what's your problem with self-defense? What do you think? I mean, they think that you should have to go – you know, find someone to help you out in this situation, and I don't necessarily think that. And I know most of the time in those life or death situations. And believe me, this isn't a gun issue. This isn't a race issue. This isn't a Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. This is a property issue. And I believe that self-defense is one of your inalienable rights or unalienable rights that cannot be given away. So I'm solid on it, and I'm not changing my opinion, and I'm going after these 189 legislators. Even though I serve with them, they're good people, but they don't deserve to be in the legislature if they're going to violate people's constitutional rights and not live up to the oath that they swore to.
Well, the only thing I don't like about it is it's not 190.
Yeah, John, you're not alone in this, though. You have some other legislators who have signed on with you, correct?
Yeah, out of 400, I have two others that signed on.
Okay.
I talked to several, you know, several on my side. You know, on my side, we call Democrats Republicans, but I mean, they're all. Everybody has the opportunity to sign on to this, but I've had two sign on with me as co-sponsors. A couple of them like it. Most of them are scared to death not to get reelected, and I personally could care less about getting reelected. And but I keep getting reelected, and I'm having people ask me if I want to run for governor or senator or all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, 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 please.
Yes.
Definitely do that. I think it's fantastic what you're doing and holding people accountable. And what is New Hampshire's motto? Isn't it live free or die?
Yeah, well, that's the motto, you know, and there's a lot of battle cries, you know, but a lot of people talk about this, and I get talking about people, and they say, well, we need to sign a petition, we need to do this. No, you need to march down to your attorney general's office, your federal attorney, your sheriff, your police, I don't care who it is, and report a crime and demand that they investigate it.
Well, you know what it is, John? Here's what it is. We mentioned this a lot here on the show, and David as well. If not you, who? If
right.
not now, for crying out loud, when? You,
right.
the people have got to stand up. If you're sick and tired of what's happening, you've got to make your voice heard. Even if they don't respond to your letter to the editor in the paper, they read the thing. They know they're being watched. Write it. Send it. Call them. Leave the message. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We continue with this really great roundtable here. Panel discussion when we come back. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt,
9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Yeah, that's right, Bill Bennett. You're listening, too. And if you weren't or aren't, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's been an amazing program today. Amazing program today. Welcome back to the Mobile Crossbreed Holster Studios. We have a name for the Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack, $130 package that is absolutely bar none, one of the most comfortable shooters packs you'll ever wear. And by shooters pack with Crossbreed Holsters, as I bring the show to you from the Crossbreed Holsters mobile studios today, I'm referring to a Crossbreed Holsters, highly sought after. And get this, they are, I'll let Trent tell you, but it consists of an outside the waistband Crossbreed holster, a dual magazine outside the waistband carrier. I'm using one right now. Amazing. And a Crossbreed Holster custom gun belt. Trent, welcome to Armed American Radio as we bring the show from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Love to hear that every time.
Isn't that great? Especially when John Young does it. There's nobody does it any better than that. That guy's just amazing.
Well, thank you.
John Young, not Sean Young.
Oh, my bad.
That's your bad. You get away with it. You do good work, my friend.
Thank you.
Trent,
yes,
we have a winner, do we not?
I believe we do, but before we do that, John, kudos to you, buddy, for doing what you're doing. That is just awesome. That's the first I've heard about that. And I just
it is.
It's awesome. So, anyway, the winner of the Crossbreed Holsters Shooters Pack, which is just a great range rig. It's great for concealed carry, but it's also great for going out to the range, is Ron Cox. I believe somewhere is out of Los Angeles. So.
And what's the name again?
Ron Cox.
Ron Cox out of Los Angeles. Sean, do you know? Can you tell us if he's?
I don't know for sure, but I know that he's retired, and the listing on it is from
out of California.
Yes.
Out of Los Angeles. Okay. Well, I'm sure he knows where he's at. Ron Cox, congratulations out in California for being the winner of the Shooters Pack. Trent, we have two runner-up that we're going to give some signed shirts, and we'll do that later in the next segment. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Sounds fair to me. Let's go back around this table here. Mike Deddy, author of Guns Across the Border. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you, Mark?
I'm doing wonderful, and I thank you for coming in here and joining us on the PAC table and grabbing a seat and kicking your feet up. Your book is, your story is one of the most riveting that I've ever heard. It read like... Yeah, it read like a 24 episode. Have you ever heard that analogy before?
No, I've had people tell me it sounds like a bad movie. And for 3 years, it felt like I was kind of trapped inside a bad movie. You know, all the typical gangster and cartel cliches actually happened to me. I mean, I tried to do my best in the book to portray these characters the way they were. And going back after the book was printed and reading that book with fresh eyes, I was like, this sounds like a really bad fiction story. Unfortunately for me,
it was real.
It was something I lived, yes.
Let's take this opportunity now and take as much time as you need to explain to the listening audience exactly what your book is about. It is fascinating.
Yeah, back in 2006, for a living, I had a company that sold guns. I did most of my business at Arizona Gun Shows. And I had one customer that came to me and and made a proposition to me that seemed very suspicious. So that happened on a Sunday. Monday morning, I was in the office of my ATF field office here in Tucson where I had a contact. And he said, this sounds very suspicious. We'd like you to go ahead with the buy that, you had talked to him about. We'll surveil it. And, of course, that happened. And then not too long after that happened, there were more interactions, and, we formalized a, confidential informant agreement whereby I actually became an agent of the ATF, not a ATF agent, but I was working for them. I was doing everything under their direction.
And, they didn't have to pay you health insurance. What a bargain.
I could use some help there, believe me.
Well, they're probably cutting back to part-time with Obamacare now, but that's a whole different show.
Don't get me started. But anyhow, for 3 years, and, basically what I was told at my first meeting with them is, hey, we think we have a chance to take out a powerful cartel. Are you willing to help us? And it was at that meeting, I assumed those risks. I made that commitment. I said, yeah, I'll help you guys. And for 3 years, I did my best. I took a lot of risks, took a lot of chances, was placed in some pretty precarious positions.
Let's talk about those for just a second. I don't want to gloss over that. This is what makes the book so fascinating and what I found so riveting. I know, David Codrey, you have a lot at stake in here as well, too, as far as this, you know, the origins of the Fast and Furious that, Mike lived through, and, it was you that brought Mike to the program. What some of those scenarios that you lived through, we're talking about cartel-hardened drug dealers coming to your home, thinking you are somebody different, doing something on behalf of them, collecting money, selling them weaponry that they are moving back from Tucson across the border, hence guns across the border, into Mexico, into the hands of some of the most vicious killers on planet Earth. And these people are coming to your home.
That's right. That's right. The place I still happen to live, by the way. And, you know, it was amazing to me in terms of working with these people day after day after day that they never suspected me. And, there's several instances in, the book where some funny things happened. For instance, one of the guys I was dealing with, they took out one of his load trucks on the way to Mexico, and they had a wiretap on his phone, and they heard him telling his wife that he thought that somebody had installed a listening or a video device in his garage. And I had to laugh to myself when one of the agents told me this, because he suspected that ahead of a middle-aged guy that still wears a military haircut, just an old white guy selling guns out of his living room, that maybe I'm underestimating my value as an actor, because it just didn't make sense. There were so many times where they took down part of an operation that these people should have immediately suspected me, and to the best of my knowledge, never did.
John, as a state legislator, and you hear stuff like this, you know, you're obviously intimately familiar with, and I want to get your perspective on this as an elected official. You hear so much about the Fast and Furious. Well, you don't, I don't know, maybe you don't hear so much about Fast and Furious. That's part of the problem. We know about it anyway. And when you hear a person like Mike talk about living, and this is, of course, the precursor, wide receiver, Operation Wide Receiver, to Fast and Furious. When you hear about these guns moving across the border at the hands of our own government, and then Eric Withholder denying our Congress the tools necessary to further investigate, what do you think about it as an elected official when you hear this stuff?
Well, I think Eric Holder should step down. I have been listening to this for a couple of years. We don't have that problem in New Hampshire, thank God. We're not trading any arms with Canada, but with any Canadian cartels. But when I hear about this stuff happening right across our border, we haven't sealed our border up yet. We've got it's as wide open as a sieve, and I mean, the problem is just not going to go away. Again, here we are. It's all talk, no action. The problem could have been solved years ago. It isn't, and there's a reason, and I don't understand the reason at this point.
But David, John, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just perverse and sick that we're still dealing with this issue of of people coming across the border, dangerous people coming across the border, and us doing business with them, and all this just happening, and we haven't fixed it yet. But, you know, you can't buy a good Cuban cigar.
It's a great point. In addition to all of that, we're actually feeding the cartels, or we're feeding the cartels, some of the most vicious killers on earth. Well, when we come back from this break, we're getting ready to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll ask Mike just how many weapons that moved out of his living room at the request of the ATF with their approval, with their stamp. Go ahead, more. Don't worry about it. Oh, yeah, give him that one, too. Wow. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll go around the table for everybody's thoughts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, Mark. Shh. Okay, he can't hear us. Yo, this is Shanto. I've gotten a lot of emails wanting to know if I have a blog or a radio show or things of that nature. Actually, I do. And the simple way to find out what I'm talking about, all you got to do is go to RadioFactor.net. That's right, RadioFactor.net. Each week, I'm going to blog about some of the major political news that's going on in this country today. Remember, RadioFactor.net. Let's get back to the show. And remember, RadioFactor.net. We'll be right back.
I have a story that every American should be aware of. As you read the following pages, you should question your own beliefs and prejudices. You should come to clearly understand there are wholly unethical opportunists, including those in government, the legal profession, and the media, simply for their own self-serving interests. These individuals routinely utilize race to incite and agitate hatred and divisiveness for their own rewards. More than that, this book is also a story of what America has sadly become. I believe in the greatness of America. I served in the U.S. Army, as did my father and grandfather. America is a wonderful land of opportunity. However, as you read the following pages, it should also become clear that America has changed. Unfortunately, many citizens now associate being an American not with hard work, integrity, and personal responsibility, but with individual entitlement and continued demands for political correctness. Everything stated in this book is true to the best of my knowledge and belief. However, given the media's egregious and misleading reporting, I would certainly encourage readers research any and all information they may question. That is the foreword from Florida versus Zimmerman, uncovering the malicious prosecution of my son, George.
Wow.
This will give you an idea. And this is on Kindle right now for $3.99. Buy this book. Read this book. Read the other side of the story that the media is not giving you.
Yep, yep.
And think. Don't feel. Think. And as he said, as Robert Zimmerman Sr. said, research whatever you want. You're entitled to your own opinions, isn't that what it was? But not your own facts?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Good, it's powerful stuff. I'm looking forward to reading that today, as a matter of fact, I think. Oh, man, that just... All right, where were we? We were talking with Mike, and we were talking with John and David and everybody about what was happening in the guns across the border, and we were getting that whole perspective on everything. Hey, Trent Cooper, Crossbreed Holsters, can you believe this stuff when you hear this from Mike?
Oh, I know. And, you know, I've known Mike for several years now, and I'm actually sitting here looking at my signed autograph book from Mike. It just amazes me that it still goes on in this day. And, kind of amazes me that... that Mike was sitting in his living room doing this kind of stuff, too. So, anyway, hi, Mike. I didn't get to say hello to you earlier.
Trent, it's always a pleasure, and I just want you to know I think of you and Mark every time I put on my Crossbreed holster.
I appreciate you that. You know, we're coming up on a year, and, I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity. We miss him every single day. So.
Mm-hmm. You're not alone, sir. Yeah.
Crossbreed Holsters. And here we are in the Crossbreed Holsters mobile studios today. You got to love it. Absolutely. And Mike, I'm the same way you are. The same thing. Every time and I wear a Crossbreed virtually every single day. If it isn't a mag carrier, it's a variation of one of the holsters I have for all of the various firearms.
You know, the neat thing about mine is I think it was 3 years ago at a writer's conference, Trent and Mark gave me that holster. And it's become a daily companion. And you would think, as sweaty of a guy as I am and living in Arizona, that leather would be ruined by now, but it's not.
It's a dry heat.
That holster has the most beautiful patina on it right now, and I can't say enough good things about it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, they are. They are really dynamite stuff. And we're referring, ladies and gentlemen, to Mark Craighead, not your host, but Mark Craighead, the founder. And inventor, creator of the Crossbreed holsters. It's sadly, Mark passed away about a year ago, and we miss him very much. He meant a lot to the firearms industry and the community, and still does to this day. So, find out what makes Crossbreed holsters so good, literally, and pick one up if you don't have one at crossbreedholsters.com. Congratulations to Mr. Cox in L.A. for winning that, too. Trent, how far out are you guys now on your builds? Are you starting to catch up now? I know the market's been huge.
We are. We're starting to catch up, and we're starting to see less shipping times. But sometimes that extra time spent on the hand molded part, that goes a long way. And one thing that I want to point out that Mike was saying was that he thought that maybe after several years that might have broken down. Well, Mike, you know that if that breaks down at any time, you've got a lifetime warranty on it, just like every holster that goes out our door. So. Something happens to it, all you do is send it right back in. We'll either fix it or or replace it, no questions asked. So we're getting closer to getting caught up, getting closer to putting some new things out there, getting closer to a new building. So it's going to be an exciting year for Crossbreed Holsters. And I believe that when we do open that building that that we're going to have somebody come and visit and do another mobile Crossbreed Holster studio.
Oh, you believe absolutely correctly about that.
You have two.
yeah, Shanto will actually, I think, will be at that.
Yes.
So, yes, and that's as we get closer and closer to that, we'll continue to keep you abreast of when that will happen. But, yeah, that invitation has been extended, and we absolutely will be there for that, no question about that. Let's go back to David Kodria quickly. David Kodria, the story about Mike Detty and this, you know, guns across the border and all of the work that you've done letting the nation know about Fast and Furious and what it meant. And, you know, again, it's Grassley's looking at it. It still appears at a standstill at this point. And we have a president who's invoked executive privilege in what many people believe is a violation to do so, that he extended, that he overextended himself in the constitutional reach of his authority by doing so. Outside the executive branch. But, David, what are your thoughts when you go back and you hear this stuff and you relive this stuff straight from the man who was charged by the – well, was asked by the ATF to do it. What do you – you wrote about it. You lived it. You breathed it. You still do. And here we're talking to a man who actually did it.
Yeah, and I had the great fortune of being invited to write the introduction for Guns Across the Border. And I've been reporting on Mike for several years. I was the one who actually introduced him to Darrell Issa's investigators on the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And I was so pleased to watch the story unfold and to see how even the Office of Inspector General was confirming these things. And I think that my basic thoughts, particularly when I see Obama come out and talk about phony scandals, makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
Don't do that. We need you around.
And when I see, you know, what happened with Fast and Furious and with the Reese's being prosecuted in New Mexico and everything else, I think my basic thought is how important it is to get more and more people aware of these stories that they do not get in the mainstream press. And that's why I encourage people to read Mike's book, Guns Across the Border, and you can just put that into Google, and you can get that on Amazon, you can get that anywhere. I also tried to get into the libraries, and then also to go back to the first guest, John Heichel, to please Google his name and see what he's up to and learn these stories, because these are vital stories to American liberty. And unfortunately, you're not hearing this on Piers Morgan. You're not hearing this on MSNBC.
What?
Okay, I'm sorry. You're
seriously?
Not. But y'all need to learn about this stuff.
Well, listen, David, don't sell yourself short. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I can't believe it. Here we are, a minute and 30 seconds. We're at the end of the clock. John Heichel, I want to thank you very much for joining us from New Hampshire. You'll be back again, my friend. I can promise you that. I apologize that we had to cut everybody out because of the previous 2 hours.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
NAGreepress.info.
You can see the petition and sign it online.
Thank you very much. And we'll give that information out on our Facebook page as well. Mike Detty, a pleasure. Crossbreed Holsters, Trent Cooper, thank you very much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, check the Armed American Radio at Facebook for the two runner-up names. Win that signed T-shirt. Sean's already got them, and we'll put them up there later today. David Kodria, as usual. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is Armed American Radio, where we talk about your right to carry a gun, and you have to carry your gun. Otherwise, you would be that unarmed caveman. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio will always return.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com. the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ERSOP.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.